The Hits with the Jono and Ben podcast.
Cheers to Dilma, making the world a better tea.
Lovely to have you here. Kia ora. That was. Have you just learned kia ora?
No, I actually hitchhiked all around New Zealand in 2012 for about 6 months.
Well, that's taking your life into your own hands. How are Kiwis when it comes to picking up hitchhikers? Are we open to it?
Do you know what? I had a shaved head at the time.
Did you?
Yeah, and I never really waited for longer than 15 minutes.
And that got you up and down the entire country?
Pretty much.
Any moments where you're like, oh God, I'm locked in a car?
No. I've struggled to meet a bad egg amongst Kiwis.
Oh,
personally.
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't had too much of an experience.
I also feel like you're the type of person that would see good in anyone. Because on maths this season, you are the calming force.
I am a little bit of a peacekeeper by nature.
Do you sometimes look around that table and go, what a shit show.
Sometimes I'd get a sore neck just from ping pong, like people screaming and yelling at each other. Certainly not the way me and my mates relate.
Were you worried about how you could potentially come across?
At the beginning it wasn't going well for me, with the galah on my hand, on, you know, the chicken wing and stage 10 clinger and the spiritual one.
Yeah. They can edit you like a crazy, can't they?
Well, it was going that way at the beginning, but thank God, you know, I mean, we're full facet of humanity, aren't we? We're all the things, and thank God I've sort of busted through those tight casts.
You take us behind the scenes. So when you have the dinners, the intense dinners, obviously we're seeing a cut down version of. Is it just like wall to wall arguing and bickering for like through an entire dinner party, or are those just little moments that they chop together and there's actually some cordial conversation that goes on?
Well, as you see, everybody arrives in that first dock, you know, where they sort of have the hors d'oeuvres, and everybody's very, you know, it's the niceties and hugging and I love your outfit and all that happens. Then ding, ding, ding. Dinner's served and then it's on.
It's like a boxing bell.
Nobody mucks around. They get straight into it. At the beginning, it was a bit sort of long, and we realised very quickly as a cast that if we got straight to the point and chop right through, the dinner parties would be much quicker. Because sometimes they can go on for hours and hours.
Oh, so you're like, if we all start arguing from the get-go, it's a shorter shoot.
We're just cutting straight through the crap and getting it right out there hilarious. On the table. And so by the end of, you know, of the series, it was wham, bam, bam, and we're all out the door in a couple of hours.
So the dinner parties at the start went for...
I'm not kidding, sometimes 6-7 hours.
Wow.
And then by the end?
Much quicker, maybe half, a little bit more.
Half an hour.
Because we all figured it out.
You're like, let's just start yelling at each other. What about the poor, I always feel sorry for the poor waiter who has to awkwardly deliver the meals and the drinks. Yeah. And does the waiter ever chime in?
Well, no, they're very hard to interact with. I would sort of try, but
they're probably told not to.
They are.
How is Tim? You guys still going strong?
Great. Well, I can't tell
you
that.
Can't tell you that.
But good he's
try.
Great.
Good try.
She says he's great.
He's great.
So you know how he is currently.
Yeah, but we don't know if he's still together. Spoiler alert. Because I think it was this week, your dad got involved as well. He got some
saw that.
Yeah.
Isn't he a character?
Yeah.
What do you think of Dad?
He's great.
He was still cutting to the chase, telling Tim to not muck around, basically get stuck in, really.
Get his hands dirty.
He tried to pick me out. Until I watched that back, I had no idea.
You're like, Dad.
I won't.
Do you have quite a liberal relationship with your dad? Are you quite open about all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed so far watching you on the show. You're such a calming force and it's such a breath of fresh air. So
thank you, sweetheart.
Lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. You guys are amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Married at First Sight Australia, it's on 7 o'clock tonight, TV3.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.